Breaking Overthinking. Set your mind free from destructive thoughts and never let anxiety or negative thinking get in the way of a happy and fulfilled life. Written by Eric Robertson. Narrated by Seth Thompson. Prepare to unchain. Overthinking is undeniably one of the biggest causes of mental health illnesses. It results in depression, insomnia, anxiety, and self-destructive behaviors. This is because the individual does not know how to stop thinking, and so they obsess over things they cannot control, or things they wish they had done, or haven't done yet. Our minds become overwhelmed with the what-ifs and all the mistakes we have made. The relationships that keep you guessing, the habits that you do automatically that you don't realize. Your body is wounded, and your mind is tired. If that isn't enough to keep our minds busy, our surroundings are cluttered, and you may feel as if you have no way out of this nightmare. Does this sound familiar? If so, you have definitely come to the right place. When you learn how to recognize your self-destructive behaviors as a result of overthinking, you will know how to beat the problem. I'm referring to negative thinking and over-worrying about things that hold no importance in your life. The only reason it feels as though these things are important is that you have been stuck in your own mind for so long that you don't know how to escape it. No wonder life feels crazier than it should. The solution is right here in this book. It's not just one solution. It's multiple ways you can overcome your mind and feed into the desires that you want from life. Breaking Overthinking will teach you about what happens in your mind that leaves your body stressed. It will also teach you the many ways on how to cope and overcome these feelings. There are 5 fictional chains that you have to break in order to solve the problem of overthinking. These 5 chains: a cluttered mind, a wounded body, surroundings, habits, and toxic people, will help you understand the best ways that you can break free of this mind trap and start living life to the fullest. Together, we will tackle each chain one by one in an easy-to-follow manner, but not before you will understand the scientific causes of overthinking. My promise to you is that by the end of this book, you will have learned beneficial ways to overcome these negative patterns. You will start understanding who you are and how to be aware of this overthinking process that currently has you trapped. Did you know that a rise in depression and anxiety rates has stemmed from overthinking? Overthinking and excessive worrying has become more and more of a problem in today's society. This continues to happen because no one knows how to fix their lives, and it honestly takes a lot of dedication to get there. However, with the strategies in this book, you will learn how to stop overthinking, take care of those excessive worries, calm your mind, and develop positivity. Overthinking and excessive worry are the main problems that are holding you back. So, what are you waiting for? Don't you want to get out of your head and into real life? I know what you must be thinking. Yeah, right. One book can teach me all that, and my life will just be better? No, it won't be better if you just read the book. It will be better if you practice the exercises and the structured and thoroughly researched strategies inside this book. Don't overthink. Just do. After all, part of the problem with overthinking is, well, overthinking. So, let's look at the proof. How many of your friends do you know that are not overthinkers lead a positive and healthy life? Sure, they don't have everything together. Their lives aren't perfect, but they sure are getting sleep at night. Their relationships seem happy, and their lives are fulfilling. If you want that, then a positive mindset and healthy downtimes can really help you towards that goal. This book shows you how. I can promise you that once you are finished with this book, you will feel encouraged and motivated to be who you have always wanted to be, whether that's a confident and outgoing individual or a calm and enlightened person.